Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. We have another great edition of Bring It in the House podcast show, where we spotlight musicians, entertainers, artists, and leaders. Get your meal. I'm your host, Millie Mills. We got a fat meal for you tonight.
That's right.
All the way from LA and abroad. He has tons of experience, guys, in the acting arena. Let's give it up for actor Titus Thorpe.
Hey!
Oh man, we made it! We made it! They say
we
landed.
Made it. Something else.
Yeah, we landed. Before we get started, though, Titus, I just want to let the viewers know that we really appreciate them for tuning in, and we made a lot of headlines last year, and I want to kind of throw that on the screen just to show some of the features we were involved in last year. Just share that with a few people there to let them know. Okay. All right. Let's give it up again for actor Titus Thorpe. Yay. Titus, we'd like to kick the show off with a little shout out to your hometown. Let everybody know where you're from exactly and your alma mater.
Okay. I'm from Pottstown, Pennsylvania. That's in the Philadelphia area, around 30 to 40 minutes outside of Philly. Depends on who's driving. My alma mater is Virginia Union University, Columbia Green, Junior College, Pottstown Senior High School.
Now, that is so good. Woo, woo, woo. Hey, Titus, we had some little technical difficulties. We got here just in the nick of time, and I'm just so thankful that we did. So
right. You
are from the East Coast, repping the East Coast.
Old.
What's the temperature like right now?
Oh, man, I don't know. Maybe it was a little warm today, so it was about maybe 50 degrees today.
Yeah.
But the other couple of days ago, it was like snow, so.
Yeah.
But it's good now, though.
Well, good, good. I was reading your bio, very great bio, very easy to read. It was interesting. And you are you're a member of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. How do you guys know?
Yes, that's me. OQ Dog, Z Squad, Zeta Chapter, Z Squad, yep. Virginia Union University. All my brothers out there, shout out to them.
All right. That is so good. Yeah. And you played basketball. You did a lot of things leading up to your big acting debut.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about how you played at the prestigious Virginia Union University.
Yes. Started off in high school. I was a high school star. So after that high school, I went to junior college, Columbia Green Junior College. And from there, I went to Virginia Union University and I played basketball there, and I really excelled. I took up journalism and basketball was, I thought I'm going to make pro, but all I could do was dunk. I shoot bricks on the foul line. I had no jumper. So, basketball, that was my thing, but after that, hey, I'll just pursue the acting career,
Yeah. Would you say that maybe your basketball experience, we never know, it might have kind of shaped you for where you are now. Would you say that?
Hey, yeah. The way my high school coach ran us, he ran us to death, Hey, that show got me some endurance, maybe, stick in, hang in there, So the determination, endurance and, a lot of that just bows over to everything that I do today, so that helped me, it's determination, to win, so that's why I do in everything, that helped me out a lot, basketball.
Yeah. You got to have that determination. That's the key.
Right.
Every time I talk to my guests, it's mostly I hear that determination, stick with it and all of that. And,
right.
It may sound cliche-ish, but it's the truth. It's really the truth.
It is the truth,
Yeah.
You got that right.
It sounds simple. It's like, there's got to be more to it than that. Not really.
But it's good exercise, though. You know, keeps you in shape, you know, keep your breathing right, everything. So, you know, that's a good sport to be into.
Yes.
A lot of running.
A lot of running. Oh, I love it. I love it. So while you were building your acting portfolio, you know, we saw that you were living in Pennsylvania at the time.
Yes.
But then you were commuting to L.A. while you were trying to get that acting career off the ground.
No, actually, I was commuting to New York.
To New York.
Starting off, I was commuting to New York. And I was going to my Aunt Gertrude's house. She lived on 140th and Lenox in Harlem. You know, I used to go up there. And then from there, I would go into the set. And I was down with Extra Mile. That's a background, you know, extras agency. So they do everything. So I'm like maybe walking up the street in a pinstripe suit with my briefcase or something like that. Inside Man, the Spike Lee joint, you know, but, you know, basically I did a lot of Law and Order and stuff like that. But yeah, I used to go up 78 from Pennsylvania and go straight up to New York and stay with my aunt for a little bit and then come right back to Pennsylvania before I went to LA.
So how long of a drive? How long was the commute?
Oh, it was easy. It was like an easy two-hour drive, you know, easy. You know, from Pennsylvania, get up on 78 East and go all the way up to New York, you know, get off on the George Washington Bridge, go out in Harlem, you know what I mean? And I love New York. So, you know, so that was an easy drive.
Yeah. Nothing like New York, is it?
Oh, man, it's beautiful in New York.
Yeah.
It's just the air. I think when you get out in New York, the air is just like, it's different, you know? Yeah. You just get out there and you might want to drink or something. It's something about New York. You just want to drink or something, you know what I mean? You're on the corner and just everybody's walking and, you know, all types of people and they just are friendly, friendly people. I love it up there in Harlem, especially Harlem, you know.
I was about to say, because some people say that New York, you know, people are kind of snooty or rude or whatever. But I had the same experience. I think they're friendly in New York. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, they are friendly. They're friendly. It all depends on where you go. So, you know what I mean? If you go somewhere, you know, you're not supposed to be, you know, because I'm all right on 140th and Lenox, but if I go 139th, I don't know what I'm gonna run into, you know? Yeah. So it just all depends on where you're at. And I get a lot of love on there because a lot of my family's there and they just say, look out for Titus, you know? So a lot of people look out for me there. So it just all depends on where you go.
Yeah. Yes, that's so true. Let me go back a little bit. When you were playing basketball in college, you majored in journalism. That was your major?
Well, actually, it was communications. But you know, journalism was like the title when I went to Virginia Union. But like in my junior college, I was in communication. So it was like communication / journalism. You know, so, you know, but I knew that wasn't really what I was gonna do, you know. You had to pick something. I was a basketball star. So when I got there, they said, what's your major? I'm like, I don't know, basketball. but I found out soon enough, I had to major in something, you know?
Yes.
So and I chose that, you know?
Yeah, you chose something that's related. It's all in the entertainment arena. So.
Right.
You made a good choice. Yeah.
Exactly.
I also read that you were once a fashion model too.
Oh, well, I tried. I tried, you know, I shaved. You always have to be clean shaven and all that. And I tried that, but I really didn't excel in modeling. You know, I'm 6'3", you know, and I was always thin, you know, saying, but I never really excelled in modeling too much, but I did a little something, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, but I could see that because, like, on your headshots, you can tell that you had an agency that you were working with, you know, because it's real clean, you know, really clean and professional. Yeah,
Thank you. Very professional.
So you really kind of did a lot of different things before you got into your niche where you are now.
Yes.
So your first talent agency was Extra Mile, I read.
Yes, yes. That's in New York. They basically, you know, do extra work, just like the title, Extra Mile. They do extra work and background work. So it wasn't no speaking roles or nothing like that. So I would go up there and, you know, we just like cattle, you know, when we get on the set, you know, everybody eat before us. By the time we get to eat, the pans are scraped. So you don't really get no respect as an extra. But that's how I started off, being a background extra. And I did Inside Man, a Spike Lee joint, you know, and starring Denzel Washington. You know, it was funny because I was supposed to be an extra and just walking down the street with a pinstripe suit and a briefcase. But we got on set and Spike Lee needed some more detectives. And he picked out two of us, me and another white lady. And he gave us props, you know, a gun and a badge. And those are props. And hey, that was a bump for me, you know. And I got a little play out of that, you know.
Yeah.
They got the footage of me, you know. So Inside Man, if you watch that, you'll see me.
I'm definitely gonna have to watch it and say, hey,
it's a good movie too. It's a great movie.
I gotta watch it. I mean, look, making my little notes over here to the side. Make sure I catch it.
Yeah, Inside Man, starring Denzel Washington. That was a great movie. And you'll see me because it was funny because like towards the end of the movie, we was transporting the hostages out the building towards the bus. And so the one hostage, he was a black guy, he was carrying on, going off. And that's when I came into the screen and I was like, calm down, just chill out, get on the bus. And they got some footage of me and that was way back, you know, so it's opportunities there when you're on set. They can bump you up to, you know, doing some good jobs, you know, so there's opportunities out there.
Yes, yes. It's a lot of opportunities. I'm so glad you were able to seize those opportunities. So would you say, what was the game changer for you? Was it when you met your manager, Marie Lamel? Was that that's really that bumped up your acting career and put you in that lane where you are now?
Yes, yes. When I went to L.A., I ran into, it was funny, it was at a fashion show, me and my brother Eric Thorpe. We was on stage and we was modeling, going doing the runway type thing. And my brother couldn't get on. So he said, okay, I'm just going to network. I'm going to go out in the crowd while you go up there. So he met up with Marie Lamel and Mark Casey, the director. They basically put me on, you know?
Yes.
I'm here because of them, you know? We're not no longer a team, but I don't regret and I don't have any animosity. You know, they you know, got me out there bumping elbows with the celebrities, taking pictures, you know what I'm saying? Actually, Marie got me my first IMDb credits, you know, internet movie database, you know, so you got to have that as an actor. The movie Redemption of a Dog, that was a Paul Hanna project. So she done a lot for me. So I can't be mad at her. And Mark Casey, the director, you know, he gave me all my speaking roles, all four movies of his. He gave me, you know, speaking roles, you know, A Day of Trouble, Flint Tale, Sasha Lanes, and Black Skin. So you got to check Mark Casey out, you know. He's credible, you know what I'm saying? He's reputable. But he always say, you know, I make stars, you know, Tiny Lister, a.k.a. Debo. He put him on, and Essence Atkins, he put her on, and Brandon T. Jackson, he put her on. So Mark Casey, spell it M-A-R-C-C-A-Y-C. That's different, you know.
C-A-Y.
But he's great. He turns. C-A-Y-C-E. So if all the actors out there, if you want to get on, hey, Mark Casey. On Amazon Prime, check him out.
That's amazing. Right. And that's so important, you know, and Marie Lamel. It's so important to have these speaking roles because you can get some extra roles and they pay pretty, you know, decent. But the whole idea, excuse me, is to get the speaking role. Am I right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And you got to get in the union. It's difficult to get in the union, but you got to get in the union, SAG, Screen Actors Guild Union. And they look out for you, you know. You got to get them three waivers. You got to do some work. But, you know, you can do it. You can do it. Acting is a very difficult job. We all have similar stories of being homeless, you know, Tyler Perry and all them guys, Steve Harvey, you know what I'm saying, Miguel Nunez. A lot of people, you know, it's a tough business. But you got to be, you know, You know, you got to be strong. You got to stay persistent with this, the acting business.
Yes. How hard is it to get representation by SAG-AFTRA? That's not easy, I've been told. How hard was that for you?
Oh, no. Oh, man, none of it's easy. I mean, like, after years, you know, you get your waivers, and then you have to pay. I think it's my time was like maybe $3,000 to get in SAG. But it's worth it. Once you get in there, you know, they protect you. They make sure they come on set and make sure you're eating right. They make sure everything is cool. Like, they give you bumps. Like, say if it's raining, you get a bump in your pay, you know, over smoke or something, you know, in the atmosphere, you get a bump, you know, but they always come and make sure you're straight. They don't let them take advantage of you. So, you know, the SAG agents, they come and make sure you're good. So, and then when you get in, anybody speaking, you know, they got to be in the union, SAG, Screen Actors Guild. You know, you can't be in, you know, can't get a speaking role without being in the union.
Yes. That is so good to know, because, you know, a lot of actors don't know this. So this is very educational. If you guys are just tuning in, this is actor Titus Thorpe out there in L.A. You're in L.A. at the moment, or, you know, you're in Philly right now. You're in Philly.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Pottstown, Pennsylvania. It's one of my chapters, you know. When you're an actor, you go through chapters, you know. You gotta go through different towns. And, you know, I lived all over, you know, L.A., you know. Mm-hmm. Pasadena, all kinds of places, downtown, everywhere, you know, and doing odd jobs. So when you're actor, you got to do them type things, you know. Mm-hmm. You just got to keep working and keep on grinding. And if you can't do it, a lot of us quit,
and yeah,
they don't make it because some fact they got to work, you know, and it's understandable. But, you know, you got to be a little bit touched in the head too, a little screws loose, you know what I mean, to be an actor, because. You notice it's hard. It's hard, but you gotta be persistent and consistent.
That is so good. Yep, because I like how you put that edge to it. You gotta be a little touch, you know. So if you start to feel like, I don't know what I'm doing. This is crazy. Then you're on the right track. Right. Would you say that?
Right. It takes a lot, man. The determination. Mm-hmm. You get. It's because a lot of, you know. Failure comes into it, you know what I'm saying? A lot of rejection. So you gotta have the mindset, be like, hey, I'm gonna show you guys, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm one of them type of guys to be like, okay, I hold grudges. I'm sorry, I hold grudges. You didn't take me, okay. I'm gonna show you, you know what I'm saying? And next time you're gonna want me, and I'm gonna turn you down, but I gotta work on that, but I have a problem with rejection and stuff like that, but it's all good though.
Yeah, it's working for you right now. So you went through a 12-year struggle. I read 12-year, but look, now you're here. Yes. You're here, Titus. You made it.
I'm here. Man, I met my new publicist, Desiree L. Benson. Man, she is thebomb.com. I'm gonna tell you that. You know what I'm saying? She got clients all over the country. You know, she represents the Whispers and my boy Eugene Parker.
Yeah.
AKA Mr. Keys. He's on Tyler Perry series. Sisters. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's my buddy. We talk, you know what I'm saying? And Rob Diggy. You know, I mean, he's a composer and does the music for My Family Business. You know, shout out to Rob Diggy. You know, and she don't just represent actors or musicians. She does, you know, she promotes products like Build a Bra. And it's just like a spell. You need a bra, they go build it for you.
Yeah.
These are some of the people that, you know, I came in under her umbrella, you know, so. I give them shout outs, you know, that's why, you know, I mentioned them. We all one family.
Of course, as you should. That is so good. Right. You know, and I thank God you made it through the struggle. You're here now. So how does it feel, Titus? How does it feel for you?
Oh, man, it feels great, because it got a whole bunch of possibilities and a whole lot of stuff coming up, upcoming. You know, James Gorillo, he was a cinema a photographer for our movie, African-American Wedding, you know, it's in America, African Wedding in America, My African Wedding in America. That's a mouthful, but yeah, that's the one we're looking for, waiting for. You know, the director was Theo, you know what I'm saying? Yaku, he's an African guy, you know, so he did a great job on that. So we're trying to make that a global theatrical release, you know. So we're looking forward, you know, because it's about our divide, African Americans and the Africans from the motherland. You know, we don't, you know, marry each other. We don't get along too good. So it's a deep concept, you know.
Yeah. That's interesting that they bring that to the forefront, because as something that we need to all know about and overcome. I feel like that's something we all need to overcome indeed. Yes.
Exactly.
So being okay, now you have a publicist, you still have a manager and all of that working together, right?
No, me and Platinum Star Media Group, we're not no longer a team, but I just have Desiree, and that's all I need. She's all I need, you know what I'm saying?
That's
she
great.
Is all I need. She represents the Whispers. I mean, she represents everybody across the United States, and she always have time for me. I'm like, well, how you have time for me? You know, if I text you, she text me back or on Facebook or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, I get up in the morning sometime, like 3 o'clock in the morning, she posts, and I'm like, don't you get any sleep? She's like, what's that?
Yeah.
So that's why
she's so successful, and you know, anytime, she is really, really cool. And she just, like you said, she'll answer you at any time you reach out to her. She's really good.
I don't need nothing but her right now. Agent and manager, I don't really care. You know, with her record, you know, I'm good. She already introduced me to Eugene Parker. You know, like I told you, he's on Tyler Perry's Sisters. And Eugene, I said, you're going to introduce me to Tyler. And he said, I got you, Titus. He gave me a shout out on his live. So I'm giving him a shout out.
Yeah, I was on the live stream when all that happened. I saw you.
That's cool.
Yeah, I was on there. Yeah, I saw you when he said, I got you.
Don't be surprised if you see me on a Tyler Perry joint.
I won't. Yeah, he's really cool. He's been on the show as well, Eugene. He's been on the show before Christmas. And so, you know, to be able to talk with you guys and highlight, this is what the show is all about, spotlighting and highlighting your success. You know, that's what I like to hear, because I feel like so many people need to hear that to help them keep going, you know, stay motivated. So, yeah. That's so good, Titus. So what's cooking for you? Like the younger people say, what's cooking for you right now? What's on the horizon?
Hey man, so much, you know, in store for me, man. It's like James Gorillo, like I said, he got some things for me, but I can't share that right now. Yes, because they're in the beginning stages, you know, and they're getting funding and stuff like that together. Mm-hmm. But my high expectations is the movie that I'm in called My African Wedding in America. Yeah. I am the father of the bride, you know, and this is supporting, you know, role, and I can get an Oscar for this. You know what I mean?
Get an Oscar.
And
yeah.
My daughter in the film is Camille Calvin.
You
know, she plays Erica, you know, Malcolm. I play George Malcolm, and the groom from Africa is the character is named Biko. But his name is Joseph Mamudu. He's an African star. He's a star in Africa, but he's trying to break into, you know, and Bamba Dejan. I don't want to mess his name up. Bamba, he plays the boyfriend from America, because she breaks up with him, and then, you know, the African guy swoops her up and they get married, you know. So it's really deep. It's a really deep concept, because, you know, we don't, Africans, we don't, you know, we don't mess with each other. You know, we don't deal with each other too. And so it's about uniting. So it's a hell of a film. So we trying to get that together. So that's the biggest thing I'm looking for, waiting for, you know.
Yeah.
That's a big fish.
Yeah, that's a huge fish. Yes. And yeah, I'm excited for you. It sounds so exciting. You know, guys, this is actor Titus Thorpe, man. This man here is going places. He's already been places, because I was reading that you started in Sasha Lane's too, right? You were on there? And
yes. Yes.
Yeah. Black Skin.
Yes, that's all Mark Casey joints, you know.
Right.
That's my man. He's from Detroit, you know. When we bump heads sometimes, that's because he's from Detroit and I'm from the Philadelphia area, not, you know, on the outside of Philly. But, you know, I always say, man, I can never get mad at you because you put me on the map, you know. And people, I hate when people say, oh, I did this by myself and nobody helped me. You always need somebody to help you. Even if you're an actor, somebody had to put you on, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. A manager or agent, or even if you go to audition, the casting director had to say, okay. And then, you know, then you go and, you know, on a movie or whatever, somebody had to help you. So when somebody say, nobody helped me, it's a bunch of BS.
Yeah, of course. Of course. I guess they're just like saying that they didn't get, like, some people have that, what do you call it? They have that where someone kind of paved the way for them.
Right. Yeah. They want to act like they did it all by themselves, but yeah. God put angels in your life.
That's, come on.
If you ignore the angels that he put in your life. So that's why I'd be like, I'm not with certain my former representation, but I don't have no regrets, and I just thank them for putting me on where I am today. If I don't, you know, acknowledge them, you know, that's a blasphemy, you know. You know what I mean? For God, because God put them in your life to get you where you at, you know. So I don't never, you know, neglect, you know, the people that, you know, got me here. You know, I always pay homage to them, you know.
That's rich. I love it. I love it. Oh, yeah, I want to mention too, I read that you have a son. And where is he now? Is he acting?
I have. Actually, well, he was doing some little acting, and he had his little podcast or whatever. But I actually have two daughters and a son. You know, the two daughters came before him, and my son is, you know, if you look him up on Facebook, he got the exact name as me, Titus Thorpe. But we look totally different, so you won't make a mistake.
Yeah.
So he's doing all right. He's doing well for himself. So. That's good. Mm-hmm. And my two daughters, you know, so they're doing all right. My one daughter played pro basketball overseas, so she's doing all right, doing good.
That's great.
I know you. Ice, Latoya, and Titus.
Oh, that is so good. I know you must be proud.
They're making daddy proud, you know, they're making papa proud, you know, so.
That's great. A good thing. It is, because that's what you want. You want your kids to go further, if possible, you
right.
know?
Yeah,
you go.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So what's the one thing that you want the viewers to grasp from this interview? It was the one thing, the takeaway from this interview tonight.
The one thing I would like people to know is no matter what you do, you got to promote yourself. That's how things happen for me. Promote yourself. Don't wait for nobody to promote you, because some of the fact that ain't nobody waking up in the morning thinking about you because they got other things to think about. You get up thinking about yourself. And I always, on Facebook, I promoted myself. Even when I didn't have any speaking roles, I promoted myself. That's how I ran into Desiree, you know, because, you know, I had a film I did with Hawthorne James, Big Red. My office hours are 9 to 5.
I know everybody remember
Big Red, Hawthorne James. So when him, we was in that movie Plentel, another Mark Casey joint, about the water crisis. You know all about that for Plentel. Mm-hmm. So that's playing now. You can go and watch that on Amazon Prime right now. So she and Desiree put me and Hawthorne James on, you know, in Sheen magazine, because she's the editor. And a journalist for Sheen magazine, she does a whole lot. She got to wear a whole lot of hats. You know what I'm saying? She hosts red carpets, you know, interview the stars from BT. And she does a whole lot, man. I'm just so happy and you know, so happy to be with her. And, you know, I see a lot of things happening. As soon as we connected, you know, a big press release came out about me, you know, Fox News and mm-hmm. in the E Entertainment, you know, did a thing on me, and now I'm here with you.
Yeah. I'm so
That's
honored.
Right. Yes. Bring in the house.
Yes.
Podcast. You know.
Yeah.
And one thing, one question I wanted to ask you. Mm-hmm. Am I your first guest of the new year?
The second.
Oh. Okay. It's the second. That's cool. I accept that.
No, you are right. No, I'm wrong. You are the first. Woo! Because last
week.
Yeah, last week we did the best of 2025. We did it. We did like a little collaboration of the interviews.
Oh, I feel special now.
You're the very first. Yay!
That's good luck. That's okay. That's good luck, though.
That's great
luck.
You
make your own luck. That's how you do. You make your own luck. You know, we make that. You know, I'm your first guest. You know, and you're my first podcast for the year. There's nowhere else but up for us.
That's what I'm talking
about. I don't care how big I get. I know Millie can invite me back anytime.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. Let me see. Do I get paid this week? Let me see. Look, I can pay you for your compliments.
I'll take it.
You are so kind. I love your energy. I love your personality. We are so excited for you. We are on the sidelines rooting and cheering you on. Go Titus!
Woo-hoo-hoo. I'm ready to do the... Hey, I'm so happy. I'm ready to do the Trump dance.
All right. Okay. You are something else. Any last words or shout outs to anyone before we wrap up?
Oh, man. I shout out to my frat brothers, Omega Psi Phi fraternity, all them brothers down there, you know, in my alma mater, Zeta mm-hmm. chapter, Virginia Union University, Z Squad, you know. I got a little a homie, Kelvin Pompey. Mm-hmm. He's always there for me, you know what I'm saying? When I needed something, you know what I mean? Because a lot of people, when you need some money, they ghost, you know. Mm-hmm. You're like, hey, they support you. They support you on film. But when you ask them for some money, they ghost.
You're out know? Of there. Yeah.
Right. But like I said, my parents, and I really got to shout out my mother and rest in peace. You know, it's been a year since she passed. She was my biggest fan, you know. Every time something happened, exciting, I always call her, you know. And now I'll be like, you know, when I got good news, I turn to call and I'll be like, oh, she's gone. But my mother, Helen Thorpe, you know, so rest in peace. I love her.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just missed this interview, you can always go to our YouTube channel, Millhouse Entertainment 1748. You can catch it there. And hey, it's going to be out tomorrow. By this time, it'll be on all the social media platforms. Like you can listen on Spotify and so much more. Ooh. Thank you again. Thank you, actor Titus.
Thank you so much for inviting me to your show.
Yes.
Much love and
you
happiness.
You are very welcome. We had some people.
And happy new year. And happy new year. Love you so much.
Happy new year. And we love you. Do you know a Jaquita Berkeley?
That name doesn't ring a bell, but maybe faces. I'm good with faces, not names, really.
Well, she just commented. Thank you for providing this wonderful advice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell her you're welcome. Tell her you're welcome. Keep on going hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So again, we can't thank you enough. I know you got other places you got to be, so we're not going to hold you, but thanks again.
Okay. So thank you for having me.
You're
it's
welcome.
Been a pleasure. My pleasure.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Goodbye.